Hello and welcome to the Untitled Queer Podcast, where people drop pencils and also make phone calls, and also they're there. We've been gone for way too long. Please make us famous. Give us more listeners. Give us money. We need money. My name is Cammy. With me is my wonderful host, Mabel.
I'm awesome.
That's correct. How are you?
You know, I'm alive. I'm very much alive.
That's good.
And, you know, just existing, just trying to stay, you know, above depression and
that
stuff.
That is very much optimal.
And do the goals I have.
Wow.
You know?
Very inspiring. Explicate further.
Oh my god.
Yes, we have been gone a while, and I did post that thing that, from what I could tell, on my end only had two listeners. But I hope you enjoyed it, all two of you, and the others. But yeah, we did a little interview thing a while ago that I've been teasing, as in just not releasing, until it was absolutely necessary to keep this job that we do not get paid for yet, unfortunately.
Probably never.
Yeah. Afloat. We're afloat. But yes, we've been gone a while. I've been busy. Mabel's been busy. How busy have you been in the past since 3/15/19?
Let's see. Well, got my passport.
That's good.
For
what?
I'm going to the UK this summer, and possibly to stay. And
hell yeah.
Not leave the UK. Not leave the UK! Like, the UK shouldn't leave the EU! Fuck you, Theresa May! Fuck you, Brexit! Anyways.
That's gonna be like, wouldn't that be like more complicated for you if, like, there was a no-deal Brexit? Like, would you just not be able to go for a while?
Oh, no. It does, because it's all a mess. I actually might be fine. Oh. Because I'm not coming from the EU. I'm coming from America.
You're coming from the United Nations, which doesn't even factor into it.
Not at all. The United Nations have literally nothing to do with it.
But, I just wanted to use a big word, okay? United.
So, yeah, I'm doing that. And I've also been working on my feature screenplay.
Ooh, yes.
My first feature-length screenplay. I'm on the second draft. It's getting better.
I'm
proud of the work I'm doing. I'm pretty sure this is going to be, you know, pretty solid when it finishes up. I mean, it's my first, so... But, you know, I think it'll be pretty solid. So I'm working on that. I have a short film I've been prepping for that I'm shooting this April. So this month at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Probably later in the month on a weekend. I am working on, I've been getting together the Blu-rays and DVDs so I can do a essay on Edgar Wright.
Hell yeah.
And his treatment of female characters. I also have an essay I have to do on, I say have to, all of these are self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an essay I have to do on Bad Times at the El Royale. Survivors and survivors against the system. I'm doing film reviews again, finally, after a while. I'm actually writing stuff for Los Harrow.
Hell
what
yeah.
A concept!
Yeah, speaking of which, your Nancy Drew review was really good. Everybody should read that because, you know, Nancy Drew is the shit, and the last time they made a movie was like 2009 or like 2010. and it was very weird.
Yeah, this new one, like, I stand by my opinion that it's a really solid... read the review. I'm not going to spoil the opinion here.
It could be really, really anything.
Yeah, like, I wrote that. I wrote a Shazam review because I saw an early screening.
Hell
so,
yeah.
I'm pretty happy with how the Shazam review turned out, to be completely honest. I think it's a pretty solid little review.
Yeah.
And I'm currently working on a review for Dumbo, which is having to undergo some revisions right now. So I finished the first draft, and now I'm doing some editing. So that'll probably be up within the week.
Look at you, getting shit done.
And I'm planning on reviewing more films when I see them. So I'm possibly planning on seeing Harmony Korine's Beach Bum, mainly because, not because I want to.
Yeah.
But because I have the AMC app, I'm paying $20 a month to see 3 movies a week, and if I don't see movies, it's kind of a waste. So it's like, oh, that's a movie that's out, and I guess I can see it. Do I want to? No. But I have nothing better to do, so I might go see that. I'm not reviewing that. I am not wasting my time reviewing that. I'm just seeing it to see it. Because I'm bored and I got nothing better to do.
I mean, that doesn't require much thought. Isn't that Matthew McConaughey, like, just being, like, a stupid stoner?
You mean being Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
I'm probably going to review... I'm planning on reviewing other movies, you know, just I have to see movies. So I'm waiting to see what comes out, trying to see some movies. Review some of this. So that's like, I got a lot on my plate right now. And then I'm actually going, me and Zoe are going to visit my parents this weekend.
That'll be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. We're flying out to Michigan to visit my parents.
Thoughts, feelings?
Just for the weekend. I don't like flying.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous, and I also don't really like Michigan. It makes me nervous.
Wow, that's like the start of a book.
Mess, but we've had a really rough week, and Zoe really just needs to get out of the state for a bit. And, we're going to go there. There's some animals. You know, my mom has a bunch of animals, so we're going to hang out with the animals.
Is Zoe running from the law?
No.
She needs to be out of the state for a bit.
It's just like, I said state, I meant like just the general area, because like, there's a lot of stress, and it's nice to get away.
No, yeah, I feel you. But yeah, no, so, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're doing that this weekend. On Thursday, which is the day before we fly out on Friday, but on Thursday I have a therapy appointment, and I have I'm doing the costuming for one of the characters in my short film.
During your therapy?
No. Those are two separate things I'm doing on Thursday.
Okay. Well, good. It's good. It's not good to mix work with work. Well,
how have you been?
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the segue, and not me having to be like, well, I'm very interesting. But yeah, I've had kind of a busy time. It's like, you know, it's spring break season, so I went to spring break. I went to Alabama with some friends, which was nice. It was very, at times, stressful. I mean, it was like a lot of stressful, but that's kind of like a whole other thing. But it was really nice hanging out with these people who I kind of don't know. And I just kind of was like, oh, okay, I guess we'll go. We went to like the Gulf Shores, which was very pretty. And yeah, I didn't have to pay for that much. So that was nice about it as well.
Nice.
Yeah. They were very, very generous with my time and all of that. But yeah, after that, I found out that I've had panic and or anxiety attacks my whole life, which is interesting. It's definitely giving me like a lot of like perspective on like how I've like been dealing with stress like my whole life, because I've just kind of been like, oh yeah, you know, you can push all that shit to the side. And like the number one thing about like taking hormones now is that it's like, No, you can't, like, push anything to the side. You, like, you have to deal with it right now or else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It makes everything, like, so, like, front-loaded. So now I'm just like, all right, I guess I'll just I'll deal with this thing now, finally.
And yeah.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting little process trying to, like, yeah, figure that out. It's fun.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. So yeah, anxiety. Did you like Dumbo or not?
Amazing segue.
You're welcome.
And the answer is, I'm writing a review.
Okay.
And also no.
Good. Do not appreciate everything about the flying elephant besides the flying elephant.
God, I just don't want to go too much into no, because that's going to be in my review.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no.
Hey, that's totally valid, you know? It looked really bad. Like, I feel like there was a part in the trailer. You know it's, like, a bad movie when half the trailer is, like, interviewing the cast about the movie and not just the movie?
Yeah, you also know it's bad when Tim Burton's name is attached to it post-2003.
Ooh. Yeah. And they really, like, kind of tried to, like, hide his name. They were not, like, a Tim Burton production. They were like, it's Dumbo. Like, and it was also just directed by Tim Burton. Like, they were doing the same thing with that Nutcracker movie, right? But I don't even think that's, like, directed by him. He's just, like, a part of it because it's, like...
Wait, was he a part of it? Because that makes sense, because it looks exactly like his shitty in Alice in Wonderland movies.
Yeah, like, he has, like, the same, like, production stuff, but I don't know if it's, like, 100%, like, tied to him.
God, that movie looked like a mess.
Yeah. Is that coming out, like, this November or something? Or did that already come out?
I think it already came out.
Oh, my God. There's just too many movies, you know? That's, like, I've officially, like, reached, like, that point in, like, getting old. And I'm not even old. I'm just kind of like, there's just so many things. I don't even know where the things are. Do you have to go to the movie? Can I go to the drive-in?
Can I go on the internets? Can I go on the interwebs? Go to the Googles?
Why are they singing the lobby song? I want the lobby song.
Why isn't there an intermission in this 3-hour movie, Marvel?
Because they want you to piss your pants. Like, I'm sure they want that to happen in some sense. They want, like, articles of, like, 16-year-old boy pissed his pants while watching Marvel, trying to, like, not, like, go to the bathroom. It's like, he's just so dedicated. And then, like, they'll send him, mark my words, they'll send, like, this kid, like, a bunch of shitty swag after he pisses himself.
Oh, for sure. But also, God, it sucks. Like, I get 3 hours, like, God.
Yeah.
Fuck you. If your movie's gonna be 3 hours, there should be an intermission. That should be a rule.
It's definitely like, what the hell is wrong with you? How long was... Oh, wait, no, because Batman v Superman was supposed to be like 3.5 hours, but like they cut it down, right?
Yeah, they cut it down to like 2.5.
Yeah. Which is
still long. Also, they cut it. Also, I don't understand that cut because like the theatrical cut doesn't even make sense. Like, the director's cut, the extended cut, is still a bad movie, but it's a bad movie that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Oof, what a
like,
rough
why
time.
Would you go, we have a bad movie, let's make it worse. Like, at least let your bad movie make sense, y'all. Like, you should have just released the 3-hour cut in theaters.
But then there would have been, like,
more
complaints.
It was a better movie. It wasn't a good movie, but it was a better movie.
Yeah, we got to appreciate that Amy Adams stuff. I don't know, I'm pretty sure she was in it more in the longer version.
And there's just a lot more, like Lex Luthor's plan, he actually, you know, you see that there's an actual plan, and it's not just him going, I don't know! Same with Batman, like, they actually give time to their character's plan, so you're like, oh, okay, they're doing this because of that, and not, wait, why are they doing this? Wait, what's happening? Yeah. Wait, why is he there?
Why does he say Martha?
Okay. I'm gonna die on this hill, and this is a stupid hill to die on. The Martha scene is not good. Okay, I'll get that out of the way, and then I'm gonna get to the hill. It was a good idea.
Yeah. No, it's a good
idea.
Like,
the idea of Batman finding his humanity because the alien also has a mom who happens to share a similar name or whatever is a good concept.
And it is, like, interesting that, like, you know, they both have the same name, and it's been like that for, like, most of the comics.
Yeah, it's a random funny historical fact. But, like, my thing is, it's not a bad idea to have that. It's just a really poorly executed scene. Like, that's my thing. Liz put it best when I was describing this. I was describing how, like, there are good ideas in that movie. Like, Batman refinding his humanity through an alien who is more human than him is a really good concept.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good concept. It's just executed poorly, and I think Liz put it best with Zack Snyder is a bad filmmaker, but he's not a hack.
Yes. And speaking of Zack Snyder, I don't know how long ago this was, and I don't know who reported it or whatever, but he recently came out to say, without, like, any explanation, he's not having a Batman movie come out. He's not having anything come out relating to superheroes. Nothing. He just, like, I'm sure he just, like, went up to the interviewer and was like, Batman kills people. Get over it.
He said, like, wake up.
Wake up. Same thing. Yeah. Well, like, what a...
No, wake up is just funnier, though.
No,
than,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Like...
What a weird man who, like, feels like he has to die on this hill of, like, Superman and Batman kill people.
Yeah, also, for the record, I don't disagree with him that Superman kills... Superman doesn't kill people, Superman kills gods on his level.
Yeah.
Batman... Also, Batman does not kill people, but Batman does lock them up in an insane asylum that's abusive. So, you know, tomato, tomato.
And he did kill people. But, like, both of them did kill people originally.
Yeah, but, like, my thing is, like, it's just a weird hill to die on. Like, wake up! These heroes for children murder.
Like, yeah. Like who...
okay, man.
It's just, like, such an angry, like, take for something that's...
It's kind of like a dick move.
Yeah.
Like, he's just... Also, he's now confirmed... He's like, oh, a Snyder Cut exists. Don't encourage those people!
Yeah, no.
Also, apparently, his new movie, he's really proud of he found a new take on zombies. Do you know what that new take is?
They're all blind.
They rape human women.
Oh my god. That's awful. That's literally, like,
Zack
the worst
Snyder
idea ever.
Is awful. Zack Snyder is a garbage... Again, he's a bad filmmaker. He just is. He's an edgy 13-year-old who's in an adult man's body.
Oh my god. That's just... That's so bad. That's just...
He said it like he was so proud of, like, this new original take on the zombie genre.
Rape. Does he have, like, any, like, horrifying, like, rape scenes in any of his other movies?
Maybe Sucker Punch? Oh, and there's a lot of rapey innuendo in 300.
Yeah. I was, like, thinking, like, maybe, like, there is in Watchmen, but, like, no. That doesn't happen. But yeah, that's...
I haven't wasted my time viewing Sucker Punch, but Sucker Punch seems like the movie he would put it in.
Yeah. People seem to like that one, like, the best, besides Watchmen 300 and Day of the Dead, or Dawn of the Dead.
I love how you're like, they seem to like it the best, aside from these other movies that they like better.
Aside from the other objectively better movies.
Oh, God! Like, here's my thing about Zack Snyder. I actually think he has a really good visual touch. I just think he's a horrible storyteller.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of...
And he has... And he occasionally does stumble across good ideas, which, again, is Batman finding his humanity through Superman. That's a good goddamn concept, and I'm really mad he messed it up, because it could have been really good. But
wait,
visually...
Isn't it the other way around, though? Isn't it, like, Superman is, like... You know, beating the shit out of Batman, and then Batman's like, Martha!
No, that's not how it happened.
Okay. Well, clearly I'm not remembering that 3-hour
Batman mess. Was about to kill Superman when Superman yelled out Martha. Because you know how when you're about to die and you call your mom, who you called mom your whole life, out of instinct, instead, you call her by her first name?
What? Yes.
I'm mocking. I'm being a little bit of a dick here. I'm going to stop. Zack Snyder, dude, I'm not a big fan, but whatever. I'm going to... Oh, come on, why are you making zombies rape people, man? I'm trying to be nice here, but,
like... There's just no way to, like, work around that. Like, that's just, like, not, like, okay.
No.
Did he see, like, warm bodies and, like, hate it just the whole time? He's like, why isn't this teenage boy raping the girl?
Like, my favorite thing about... The thing that gets me is that he's literally talking about it like he's proud of finding a new angle on the zombie genre. It's like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Please. Please stop. You're helping nothing. You're harming everything. Batman v Superman is a bad movie, but it's not a harmful movie. Like,
yeah,
whatever. This is bad, man.
Is
like
it Batman?
I hate you. but like, God, I don't understand Zack Snyder. I just don't. I don't understand that man. In other weird DC news, Ezra Miller is teaming up with Grant Morrison to write a Flash script, and if Warner Brothers doesn't accept the pitch, Ezra Miller's done as Flash?
That's valid. I appreciate that. I mean, also, I don't like Ezra Miller as much anymore, but, like, you know, I don't know, like, what he's like, so.
Yeah, I like Grant Morrison's work, I'll say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like half his work, and then the other half is like a drug trip that I'm always very confused after I get out of it. I'm looking at you, Final Crisis. You make no sense. And then people are like, well, if you read the tie-ins, it makes sense. And that is my problem with comic book events.
But if you read Batman, The Return of Bruce Wayne... You really understand the nuances of Grant Morrison's storytelling. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know why I liked that story. Like, I was, like, 13, and I was like, this is so cool. And it's like, no, it's not.
Okay, I like his Batman run because it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I love how people will try to call it deep, and, like, I don't think it's that deep. I just think it's, like, good, goofy nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's a blast. Like, his weird, almost obsessive need to bring back everything from the Silver Age but make it modern is legitimately hilarious.
He's just got all like, the right ideas, you know?
He brings the Batman of Zen-un-R, and he's like, this is an alternate personality Bruce created within his mind in case his mind is ever tampered with to find his own.
Is that like the Batman with, like, the four different colors?
Yes! Yes!
Hell yeah.
Grant Morrison brought him back as an alternate personality Batman somehow created within his own mind in the off chance someone fucked with his mind.
You know, could happen. Batman's pretty cool.
It's so ridiculous and so absurd. And I fucking love that he did that because it's so dumb.
He's, yeah. I haven't, like, read enough of his work to, like, understand. Like when you said, like, that Neil Gaiman thing of just, like, oh, man, like, every, like, story that he writes is just, like, about the magic of storytelling. I'm like, holy shit. But, like, Grant Morrison's just like, all right, so, like, we're gonna, like, make this really confusing but, like, artful, and then you'll just kind of end it.
And also, I was definitely on drugs.
Yeah. And also, don't read Marvel 1602, because it's, like, the worst thing he's done.
The only thing that good that happened out of 1602 is the Angela books, which happened way later and aren't written by Grant Morrison and just used the 1602 setting.
Yeah.
Briefly. God. Grant Morrison, he's so bizarre. But yeah, no, Neil Gaiman, All of his stories are about stories. It's like the nerdiest fucking thing. He's like, I just love stories, man. And all my stories are about how much I love stories. Don't you love stories? Did you want more stories? I got you stories, man.
That's so great, too, because I watched that ad for, like, the masterclass that he's doing, and he's like, all right, so, like, the first draft is, like, when you don't know what you're doing, and you just kind of make shit up, and then the second draft is pretending like you knew what you were saying. Good.
That's a mood, honestly, because my first drafts are always super rough.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I write the roughest first drafts in the world. Like, I ran my screenplay, the first draft of my screenplay, to get some feedback, because I knew it needed improvement, but I wanted feedback. And yeah. The first thing my friend, my film friend, said to me, they were like, you know this is really rough, right? And I was just like, yes, I'm aware. And they were like, yeah, my first drafts are usually more like second drafts. So, like, I usually edit as I'm writing. I'm like, I don't.
That's fair.
I don't edit on the first draft, because I just want to... I need to be able to get it out there first.
Yeah.
And then go in and fix it. Because if I don't, I have a perfectionist streak. This is my coping mechanism for my perfectionist streak and, like, my self-hatred stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll think too much about it if I try to edit it, and I'll start hate. Like, it's easier to edit once I finish it. Because then I can look at it. I don't know. It's easier to edit once I finish. The first draft, I'll never finish it if I stop to edit. So my first drafts are always... really rough. So yeah, my friend was just like, you know this is rough, right? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm aware. It was meant to be. That was on purpose.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sick. Wow. So I think we just kind of burned through everything that we had thoughts about.
Yeah. Damn.
So yeah, interesting. So what are your anxiety attacks like?
There's like a weird sense of like panic or dread.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty pervasive. I hyperventilate sometimes. I get real shaky. I like being still is hard. I start panicking.
Yeah. Wow, that's like me too. Yeah. Oh man. That shit's like so
thoughts
fucked
are
up.
Racing.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Like I had like a really bad one. Like I got like my friends were totally understanding about it, like, after the fact, but, like, I didn't know what was going on, and I just, like, I literally, like, couldn't stop, like, thinking about, like, how upset I was inside of a Sephora.
Oof.
Yeah, and I just, it was a very interesting, like, little thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh!
Yeah.
We could... No, I got nothing.
All right, well, enjoy this half hour worth of a podcast. Yeah. That's just good. Hey, you know what? We're leaving them with something more. Maybe we're hiding something for next week. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know, audience. Hi.
Never can tell with these.
Yeah, you can never tell with us, with all our mental... differences and disorders and problems and anxieties. Yay!
Yay for anxiety!
Woo! It's crippling and it hurts.
it's the worst.
Yep. Well, anyways, you can find this on losherro.wordpress.com, but it's not the only thing on losherro.wordpress.com. Mabel is writing articles. I have one cooking. It's all about how I don't identify with being a nerd at all and how I inherently reject that notion and it makes me feel gross and icky and bleh. And it's a good time. But yeah, you can find Mabel's amazing reviews and you can also find occasional articles from the lovely third co-host who is not here, Tayo, who writes about his experiences of being a little British kid who has thoughts and feelings about things. And he also looks at movies sometimes. And there's a bunch of other stuff. Other podcasts, Los Hero Games. I was on an episode. It was pretty good. I was on that Monster Mash thing. You were on Monster Mash, weren't you? Or you were on something.
Oh, I'm going to be on Monster Mash, I think.
Ah. In the future.
I haven't actually been. Yeah, and I also might be on one of the other podcasts in the future, but that one's probably not for a bit either, so.
Hey, that's fair, yeah. I was only on because they were like, we need someone right now. And I'm like, huh? Okay. But yeah, there's a bunch of other cool stuff. If you want, you can listen to my version of the exact same episode from last week on One Note Interviews. That is the fourth or third episode, and it's a good time. I have all these weird little interviews with a bunch of people you don't know, and one person you should know, Josiah Hughes, who's a wonderful young man. And also, this is important. It hasn't come out yet, but I contributed to the Blink-155 Free Punk Lyrics compilation, which, Mabel, you're going to love this. So there's this Tumblr that Josiah made where he has these, like, intentionally bad punk lyrics about, like, veganism or about, like, school principals or, like, all this, like, silly shit that just, like, are intentionally, like, aggro and angry about, like, nothing. And they're really, really good and really funny. And they made, like, a mixtape. They're going to make a mixtape of, like, people who cover those lyrics in, like, their own interpretation. And I did one. And they really liked it. So they put it on the... They're going to put it on the tape.
That's awesome!
Yeah. It's really cool. I won't tell you who I am yet, but I am on the tape, and I do something very interesting with the song Emasculate Yourself. It's a nice. Fucking good time. But yeah, check that out. I'll definitely be tweeting it. Speaking of which, you can follow me on Twitter at CAMMIEJAMMY, Cammy Jammy, which I changed my name because I wanted it to be more consistent with other places you can find me on the internet. And yeah, I'll be very popular on there with my 500 followers. Tweeting to lots of trans Twitter people who are very lovely and are very angry about lots of things that are completely valid, and I appreciate what they have to say.
Mood.
What about you, Mabel?
So you can find me on, as previously stated, I have a Nancy Drew review and a Shazam review up on Los Hero, so you can check those out. I also am on Twitter at film, so FILM underscore HEVEN, Haven, so Film Haven, Haven is spelled HEVEN, and I am also I have a blog, it's Film Haven, Haven again spelled with the E, HEVEN, filmhaven.wordpress.com, or it's it doesn't have much up right now, but I am working on some stuff that'll be up later. So,
hell
yeah, just check that space, and there probably within the next couple months, there should be a couple new essays up. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
And a new short film, which won't be on there. It'll be on my Vimeo, but it'll be linked on the blog. So.
Yeah. And all her short films are super sick, so... Yeah, give them a shot and watch them and enjoy them. Well, yeah, that's been it. We hope you enjoyed us briefly talking about our lives and little else.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Sorry. Real quick.
No, it's fine.
I'm just going to share the Vimeo link. Just if you want to see my short films, they're at vimeo.com/filmhaven. Again, Haven, H-E-V-E-N. So.
And that's, yeah, that's there a you. Really easy link to, you know, type out. Just H-E-V-E-N. And then film before that. So, wow, what a good time. All right. Well, we will see you next time, probably with a longer length bit of content for you to enjoy. But enjoy it while you last, while you have it, and
enjoy it while you last.
Because we're not long for this world, but that's good. We have to accept our fate.
Well, that was a depressing note to end on. Bye!
Bye!